I'm Rick Henson with a check of the latest area and western Iowa news on KJAN.com for Saturday, March 31st. The latest four-legged addition to the Cass County Sheriff's Department's canine unit has completed his training, is certified, and has hit the streets running. Mufasa joins his partner, Deputy Corey Larson, in comprising the second of the county's two canine units. The dog was purchased earlier this year from I-80 Canine. With the addition of Mufasa, the Cass County Sheriff's Department now has two certified canine units. The other unit is Deputy Kyle Quist and his partner, Kane. Kane was purchased by the Cass County Sheriff's Office in April of 2007 with drug seizure funds. The Iowa State Patrol said Friday an Omaha man was injured during a rollover accident that morning on Interstate 80 in Cass County. Officials say 53-year-old John L. Price was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Memorial Hospital. He was suffering from rib and shoulder pain. After the 1997 Toyota 4Runner, he was driving eastbound on I-80, went out of control at around 8:35 a.m. The SUV crossed the median and rolled several times before coming to rest on the driver's side on the westbound lanes of I-80, about a mile and a half east of the Marnie exit. Marnie Fire, Atlantic Fire and Rescue, and medevac ambulance assisted the patrol at the scene. The accident caused the westbound lanes to be blocked off for about 70 minutes. The Iowa State Patrol said Friday that a Charter Oak woman was cited for failing to obey a stop sign and yielding the right-of-way following a collision Thursday evening in Missouri Valley. The accident happened at around 5 p.m. at the intersection of West Huron and First Streets. Officials say a car driven by 66-year-old Elizabeth Malberg of Charter Oak had been traveling west on West Huron and stopped at the stop sign at the intersection with First Street before pulling away from the intersection. After Malberg's 2005 Cadillac was then struck by a southbound 1993 Chevy Blazer, her car spun partially around and hit a legally parked, unoccupied Chevy Cobalt. The patrol says the driver of the Blazer, 47-year-old Ronald Harvey of Missouri Valley, slammed on his brakes but was unable to avoid hitting the Cadillac on the right rear side. There were no injuries reported. Damage from the collision amounted to $10,500. The Atlantic Police Department said Friday 20-year-old Samantha Worley of Atlantic was arrested Thursday. Worley was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant for fourth-degree criminal mischief. The woman was booked into the Cass County jail. Additional details were released Friday morning about an incident involving an Atlantic woman who allegedly took a picture of a nursing home resident while she was bathing earlier this month. 35-year-old Amanda Sedina, an employee of the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn, faces a serious misdemeanor charge of invasion of privacy, nudity. Sedina is currently free on $1,000 bond while awaiting an appearance in court for her preliminary hearing. Shelby County Chief Deputy Sheriff Rod McMurphy told KJAN News that Sedina allegedly took an inappropriate picture of a bathing 78-year-old female resident.
We were notified by the Salem Lutheran Home. They were notified by a fellow employee. Apparently, there was another employee that received a text with a picture on it.
The incident was reported to authorities on March 22nd. Sedina was arrested the next day and was released this past Monday on $1,000 bond. A date for her preliminary hearing has not yet been set. McMurphy could not comment on Sedina's motive for taking the alleged picture. He says the case is extremely unusual for Shelby County.
It's not something that we run across very often, and I guess it's beyond despicable.
And the Iowa Supreme Court has ruled that a Pottawatomie County man who was convicted of murder when he was a teen can challenge his life sentence as being cruel and unusual punishment. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Jeffrey Ragland was convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life in prison without parole for his involvement in a 1982 fight in the parking lot of a Council Bluffs store. During that fight, Ragland's friend, Timothy Seif, struck Matthew Gill in the head with a tire iron and killed him. Ragland tried several appeals, which were all rejected. His last appeal said giving him a life sentence was illegal as it was cruel and unusual punishment because he was only 17 years old at the time of the crime. The District Court and Iowa Court of Appeals rejected the last appeal, though, saying it was a rehash of previous appeals made by Ragland. The Iowa Supreme Court reviewed the case and said circumstances have changed with court rulings on the cruel and unusual punishment issue, and Ragland should be allowed to pursue that claim in District Court. I'm Dar Danielson.
State Medical Board regulators in Iowa say a Council Bluffs doctor violated treatment standards by improperly sedating patients while he worked alone after hours at his clinic. As a result, Michael Pressure's medical license is suspended for a year and he must pay a $10,000 fine. Pressure, a pain treatment doctor, was chief of staff at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. His privileges to practice there were suspended after some of the women he treated in 2009 and 2010 alleged he sexually abused them while they were sedated at his office. Police never found evidence of abuse, and the medical board says it was not proven. Pressure's attorney, David Richter, said the suspension is too severe since none of the sex allegations were proven. pressure may reapply for a license in December. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Friday voted to appoint Kathy Downey of Atlantic to fill a vacancy on the County Veterans Affairs Commission. Downey will hold the position to fill the vacancy for the remainder of the term created by the resignation on March 21st of VA Commissioner Jerry Putnam of Griswold. Putnam have served on the commission for more than 12 years. Downey will serve on the commission at least until the term ends on June 20th of 2013. The board also voted to appoint to the Local Emergency Planning Council Kurt Reason of Marnie, the Marnie Fire Department, along with Supervisors Gaylord Schelling and Mark Wiedemeyer, to fill two persons that had removed from the board. In other business, the Cass County Board of Supervisors tabled action on a revision to the county's cellular phone policy, pending further discussion with the various county department heads who have not yet had a chance to review the current proposed policy. And finally, in Western Iowa news, a distribution center that will send out an assortment of products to nonprofit and charity groups is now open in the Omaha Council Bluffs area. Cindy Halberlin is president of Good 360, which is new to the region.
We provide the largest online product donation marketplace in the world, creating a 360-degree circle of good. Good for businesses, good for communities, good for the environment, and most of all, good for the people in need across this country and internationally as well.
Halberlin says those nonprofit and charity groups register with Good 360 and can then use online catalogs to obtain toys, clothing, hygiene products, office supplies, household goods, and more.
We look a lot like eBay with one important distinction. eBay connects those who have to those who want. Good 360 connects those who have to those in need.
And Halberlin provides a few more details about just how that all works.
So you're a charity, you're searching through, you find necessary product, you don't have to pay for it. You write a little small administrative fee that covers the cost of shipping and handling. And then a few days later, voila, the product ends up at your doorstep. But how does that happen? Every day we work with 25% of the Fortune 100 companies, donors, generous companies donate products to us.
Those companies donate items that could come in large quantities, and they'll be shipped into the distribution center in Omaha. The large cartons, pallets, and truckloads are then repackaged for shipping to member organizations. Good 360 is partnering with one charity now that provides labor, but they hope to expand and add to the workforce down the road. And that's a check of the latest area and Western Iowa news on KJAN.com. I'm Rick Henson reporting.